You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
God is good. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to be sharing something with you, something very simple. I've told the Lord to open our hearts. I've told the Lord to breathe on the word, no matter how simple it is, so that it will have access into our hearts and change us and transform us to conform to his image. In the name of Jesus. In this month of faith, I think the first Thursday, I did a short teaching on the foundations, some fundamental things about faith. And then we had Pastor Stanley doing something the other Thursday, using Luke chapter 5 as a case study, looking at what faith is. Amen. And then we had our daddy doing dynamics of faith the other Sunday. And then he moved to faith extenders. And under faith extenders, this Sunday that he taught that message, he spoke about focus. Some of you remember focus. Hallelujah. And so many profound, powerful things were said. One of the things I want to remind you that he told us, that faith must not be without walls. Faith must be put to work with focus. Singleness of eyes is focus. If faith will produce, then there must be focus. So it's so important. And if you don't remember anything at all, the reason sometimes we are teaching, we put stories, is that when you remember the story, it will link you up to what has been talked about. And he shared something about our civilization now, which is something that we do that has become like madness, where we are driving on our phones, you see somebody walking, and then it's as if the eyes is in the phone and just going. You don't progress without focus. And so we're taught about focus. In the abundance of the word of God, that is how we attain unto maturity. Is that okay? And it's good also that sometimes we repeat things, because I've always said something, that the word you are not doing is the word you have not heard. When the word enters you, you will do it. It's natural. You will do it. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Amen. Praise God. But I hope you're still with me. Praise God. So I wanted to continue. I was sharing with Bishop at this dawn, because I know he doesn't sleep. I call him at 1 a.m. So I'll share with him that I felt led to continue. Last Sunday, he talked about focus, F. So F2, today I'm talking about friends. Amen. Bishop spoke about focus and faith, or faith and focus. I want to talk to you about friends. So at least you remember it's FF. Don't have F in school, but in this case, we can use F. And friends, they will represent people, all right? But let's look at friends and how that, when we talk about faith extended, talking about faith helpers, you know, in 2 Peter chapter number 1, when you read down there, it says, add to your faith. You remember that? Yes. So there are things that allows faith to function well. There are things that becomes like catalyst, or, you know, helps of faith. And one of them, which I want to look at recently, is people. People or friends. Now let's look at the scripture in the book of Mark chapter 2 verse 1 to 12. Now while you write that down, write this other scriptures, because it's the same story there, but I prefer the Mark chapter 2 because of certain emphasis I want. Is that okay? So write down Mark 2 1 to 12. Then also write down Matthew chapter 9 verse 1 to 8. Matthew chapter 9 verse 1 to 8, and then also write Luke chapter 5 verse 17-26. So it's the same story, but there's a little details be that I like, which is in the Mark. So it's only John that doesn't have this particular story. Now, so we're going to read it from the beginning there. It says, and again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Verse 2, sir. Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Right? Then they came to him. We prophesy that this room will not be enough for us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm sure as we study faith, we come to a place to realize the importance of speaking the word. Hallelujah. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. This is the reason I like this version. The four men. All right, let's go. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed to which the paralytic was lying. Yes. When Jesus saw their faith, so Jesus saw who? Their faith. Whose faith was that? Is the four. Alright? The four. He said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." So it's only Jesus that can diagnose the root of a particular fruit. Only Jesus can tell what the issue really is. Only Jesus. And if you go to any good hospital, before the doctor will decide to prescribe anything, he will say, "Go and do a lab test. Let's find out what is causing this." So as soon as the young man is placed there, and then faith is identified, then it means God can give attention. God only gives attention when faith is alive. Do you realize that from the initial verses that people gathered, many came. And of course, they came for a reason. They came for an encounter. They came. People were sick. Other translation tells you that many were sick that they brought there. So everybody came for the attention of Christ. But Jesus Christ quickly, as soon as he identifies faith, he said, "Let me attend to this quickly." And so when he identifies the people, identifies their faith, he now diagnosed the problem. The guy is paralyzed. But Jesus is telling us here that the root of such abnormality is sin. Jesus saw their faith and he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Let's go now. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Okay, imagine the glasses and bottles down there. Praise God. But immediately when Jesus perceived in the spirit, that is a gift of the spirit operating there. The gift of the word of knowledge. Are you with me? So he could discern that. They were speaking in their hearts, but he could tell. And he began to speak. So he perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves. And he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your hearts?" So the heart is a place for reasoning. "Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'?" Even there they cry, "A handle no way." That's what Christ is trying to say. Which one is easier? Let's move on. "But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic. So the only place where there's forgiveness of sin is the earth, not hell, not heaven. The only place where there's forgiveness of sin is not heaven, not hell, is on earth. So anyone that misses the opportunity of redemption on earth, it is done. It is finished. Christ said it is finished, meaning he had finished the work he was going to do. In your own case, it's finished means there's nothing you can do about your life again. So the only place where there's forgiveness of sin is the earth realm. The earth realm. The earth realm. Hello. The earth realm. Praise the name of Jesus. So the only place where there's forgiveness, the only place, a second chance, is earth. I don't know why I sense in my spirit to repeat this again. But you see, this is the gospel, people of God. This is the gospel. Whatever amendments you must do with people, don't waste time. Whatever that you are doing that you know is evil and it's eating you up, when you miss earth, that is the end. This is the only place there is a second chance, third chance, fourth chance, fifth. Some of us are actually on 20th chance. There are some of us, if God was to give up, he gave up on us a long time ago. But his arms are still open. When he rose from the grave, the cross was not broken this way. The hands were still open. It's still open till date. That this is the place of change. This is the place where you can change. There's no change in heaven. There's no change in hell. Because God changeth not. So where he is, nothing changes. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? All right, let's move on. Let's move on quickly. I said to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. What happened to him? Let's go. Immediately, he arose. You see, this is the thing about God's word. It is immediate. There's no delay about it. Then, if it's not immediate, then the word hasn't been received. I'm telling the truth, people of God. When he speaks, nothing has the power to say, let's relax more. When we wake up, we'll go. No, you go because he speaks with authority. He's the maker of all things. The demons, when they see him, before he talks, they say, ah, have you come to destroy before our time? Hallelujah to Jesus. All right? So he took up the bed and went out in the presence of them all so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. Amen. Two quick scriptures and we move on. Acts chapter 4 verse 23. Quickly. Acts 4:23. Hallelujah. Acts 4:23 says, and being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So you know the story, chapter 3 of Acts of the Apostle. Another paralytic issue here. Peter and John are going to pray at the time of prayer. And at the gate called Beautiful laid a man who had never walked the entire of his life for 40 years. And then he's begging for alms. And Peter now speaks on behalf of himself and John and says that, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, I give to you. And says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now the man was delaying. He held his hand and pulled him up. And the man began to walk. And then everybody comes around. Ah, some are confused. They say, ah, he's not the one. Some say he's the one. He looks like he's the twin brother. I say, no, he's the one. Then Peter has an opportunity now to preach the gospel. And Peter is now preaching. He's preaching. And then the people who hate the gospel now reports them that they're causing chaos. Now, this was the place where they went and they were beaten. They were harassed, not to mention the name of Jesus again. Right after their release, the Bible says they went to their company, their companions. They went to their friends. I'm coming somewhere. Amen. They went to where? Their friends. Ask your neighbor, what kind of friends do you have? What kind of friends do you have? You finished already. We are preaching together. Tell me, what kind of friends do you have? What kind of friends do you have? You know, friends can determine your end. So look at the word carefully. F-R-I-E-N-D. Friends can determine your destination. Friends can determine your destiny. Friends. Are you with me? Ask your neighbor again, what kind of friend do you have? What kind of friend do you have? What kinds of friends do you have? Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. Are you still here in church? Hallelujah to Jesus. God is faithful. God is faithful. All right, let's add one more scripture. Daniel chapter 2 verse 17. Daniel 2:17. Quickly. Daniel chapter number 2 and the verse number. Can you help me read since I've been reading alone all this while? 1, 2, 3, 4, go. Shout that last part again. His what? That is his friends. Is that okay? Now, there's a scripture in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26. I like the New King James. The other translations interpret differently, but in my context, what I'm sharing with you, I like the New King James. It says that the righteous should choose his friends what? One more time. The righteous should choose his friends what? Hallelujah. Any careless approach towards the choice of friends may lead to a deadly end. For the way of the wicked leads them astray. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the paralytic man that we have in the book of Mark chapter 2, his name is not mentioned. We don't know his name. But he was named after his condition. We don't know his name, but his name was his condition. Now, the friends of this paralytic man, we also don't know their names, but their response to the situation of their friend was such that they refused that their friend be named by the situation he found himself in. There are some friends you have that when you are in a challenge, they will make sure the challenge is a mountain. After a while, it will become a Mount Everest. They are never positive in the way they speak. There's nothing about their speech and conversation that allows faith to function. They deflate faith. They are a poisonous atmosphere to faith. I remember I mentioned some time ago that faith is not only an issue of an action, it's also an atmosphere. It's an atmosphere. It's an atmosphere. And so there are friends that are atmospheres such that faith functions so well. And I believe that this paralytic man must have given up. That's the truth. Must have given up. Maybe perhaps he has borrowed the attitude of the other guy in the book of John chapter 5. Where the man at the pool of Bethesda, you know, Jesus approaches the man and he says, do you want to be healed? He says, I have no man to help me. I'm sure that perhaps this man too had given up. But the friend said, no, this is not a situation. And I'm going to come some of this and I'll be done with the message. I won't be long. Hallelujah. Are you following the people of God? They refuse to accept it. There are friends you have. When you say, I can't do this because, brother, we know you too much. It's like my wife. One day she told me, say, you can write 40 books in 1 month. I say, so you don't know what you have so much. So anything you say is a blessing. Just write. That's a friend. A faith-filled friend. She will not be, no matter what I do, she thanks God for it, but she's not excited. Because she still feels you are functioning below capacity. There are some friends you have that the little you do that is mediocre, they say, brother, you are too much. What you have done, the whole of Africa, nobody has tried it. These are people that flatter, so you have flat tire. So you cannot move to your next phase. This friend said that, no, this is no situation. How do I know this? By how they reacted. They carried the guy. We've heard that Jesus is in the neighborhood. That man, we've heard a lot about him. I'll tell a few things about faith-filled friends shortly. But just follow me quickly. Are you okay here? Are you learning something? Hallelujah. So they refused to let the lack of space, even to the point that when they got to the place of the program and the place was full, protocol said, no, Charlie, no space. He said, what are you talking about here? This brother thing must change. Now you see, they were so passionate about the change of the guy, their friend's life, that nothing could stop them. People of God, you need some friends that can buy into God's idea about you. They can. You know, one of the very dangerous things is to have people that claim to love you, but without their knowing, their understanding of love is actually an opportunity for the devil to function. Let me explain it. Jesus Christ tells the disciples that we have to go to Jerusalem. Peter comes and says, hey, you won't go there. They will kill you. Jesus Christ says, get thee behind me, Satan. In other words, you are in opposition to God's program. But what he said was not evil. I mean, people think about it. If I went to missions in Iran, or you know, Israel, where they are fighting, that God sent me there, you get it? And I went there, and people of God, it took divine intervention for me to escape death. And I come and stand here, and I'm preaching, I'm sharing the testimony, and I say I'm going back. What will you tell me? It's a good thing. Like, no, Pastor, you can't go. Who allow you to go? It's out of the goodness of his heart. But there's some goodness of your heart, as long as it's not in sync with God's program for a person, is evil. You see, when we come to this kingdom, our definition of things are a bit different. We measure actions and intentions against God's intention. have friends that have gone to Canada and they have called you, actually, I'll be on hold. Things are, the land is working. 1, 2, 3. This your own case. 4 friends are convincing you. 4 friends. They are carrying you to Canada. Not to Christ, to Canada. They are not telling you that, brother, the place is good, but please, can you wait on the Lord and receive clarity? You know, on the surface level, that forget that thing. You don't want me to come there. That's why you're telling me that kind of thing. I get the point. In the carnal sense, it makes sense to tell me to come. Are you getting me? So there are some times that the greatest enemies to your progress are your loved ones. Hallelujah. Oh, are you here with me? Are your loved ones? God is saying, move. He said, that place doesn't work there. God might tell you to go to Iraq. God will tell you, go to Iraq. And you will go to Iraq, and that's how you will prosper. Now, if you had said, no, I will go to America, to shock you, he will live in the streets. The favor of God is where his word is, not where you think you should go. God is forced to manifest where he has said go. You remember Isaac? Everyone is going to Egypt. And God comes, hey, don't go down. For you, if you go to Egypt, it's down. But to them, it's up. But you, it is down. You will not miss on God's program. And God will make sure that he will begin to check your friends for you. You don't like that prayer at all. But God will begin to work on your friends from this very moment. And make sure that you have friends that will say, brother, let's go to Jerusalem. Because it's God's program for our lives. There was a certain year that I was going through a lot of things in my heart concerning ministry and things. And a friend of mine, I had not told him. Then we're talking, I just said something. He said, God told me to pray for you last night. And God told me this season will soon pass by 2 years' time. That's his friend. Charlie, you're going to do this. Who is the responsible? No. This one we have to attack it. What a friend. When you have friends who are carnal, my dear brethren, you can never be spiritual. You cannot. Because if in the multitude of counsel there's safety, now if in the multitude of wickedness, nothing will work. Hallelujah. They refused and they did everything they could. Even when the place was full, they had retarsal that this thing must change. There are people God can bring your way. Until you manifest God's glory, they will never be at peace. They've taken upon themselves to do that. Amen. The person you call friend is always fanning your errors. That's why you like that friend. You have a friend in your life. That friend has never told you something that you are doing wrong before. And he's your best friend. Can I add a letter to that best? Let's put an A between the E and the ST. Is your best friend. It's right there. Praise the name of Jesus. So as we are talking about faith, while we are teaching faith, while you are studying the word of God, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. The instrument of hearing is the word of God. While we are teaching that prayer is a place where faith, building up on the most holy faith by praying the spirit. While we are talking about fasting, this kind goeth not except by prayer and fasting. These are all elements that are obvious to us. There are other things that are like little forces. If you don't find them out, your faith won't function. And one of them is friends. When you have prayed for long, remember, all of us here, our private prayer time is not as long as our conversations with men. Our conversations with God is less than our conversation with men and our environment. Hello? Because none of us can lock ourselves up in a room 24 hours and tell your boss, I'm not coming to work today. I feel like praying for 24 hours. When I'm done, I'll come for my salary. You'll be sacked. I mean, everybody here, virtually everybody here, averagely, your devotion is the prayer time on Zoom. If it's not that one, it's just 30 minutes. So 30 minutes, you open God's word. I will make a way to see the way. Haraka shaba, ito balakata. 30 minutes. But on your way, you are WhatsApping that dear friend. And the friend says, actually, Ghana has become tough. Say, say it again, my sister. Say it again. Say it again. Ha! While you are chatting on that friend, actually, can you imagine the thing is fuel? Hey, what is this? By the time you move from your house to your office, you have had chat with friends, all of them, none of them repeated that scripture that you read. So the conversation duration is much more than a conversation with God. Faithless conversations are greater than faithful conversations. In that case, faith cannot work. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you with me? So as we are talking about faith, check your friends. They are the reason you're not walking in faith. How many friends do you have in your life that can tell you, ah, this Saturday, can we go and pray this Saturday? I mean, when was the last time your friend has told you that, let's go and find some prayer and pray? This one that we're trying to go for marriage, let's go and pray about it. Let's go and talk to God. What is God saying about our marriage? What's God saying about our business? All the friends you have around you, none of them have ever suggested prayer time or fasting time. Just 2 or 3 years ago, one of my friends sent a message. Say, bro, I if you see this message, I'm trying to get to just a few of us. We can be praying quarterly, 2 hours, or monthly, 2 hours. If you would, say yes, I would. I said, yes, I would. That's the kind of friends I have. I don't have friends come and tell her, bro, Charlie, you've been around your wife for too long. Let's pass by the club small. No, you're saying, hey, daddy gave me a story of a man of God, a bishop, very, very sanctified man, holy man of God. And he traveled and met another man of God who's from the same nation. And when we're done preaching, they were sipping something. And when they checked the something, it was something. And they told him, oh, man of God, a little is not bad. And when this holy man of God, in the company of unholy men of God, came back from the holiday to his office, and now started partaking of that which they partook. So now he too had no problem with just a little is not a bad idea. You move from little there, line upon line, principle on precept. And when the clouds be gathered, there shall be rain. One day you sound the altar saying, in the name of Jesus, be not drunk with wine, but there you are, boost up. Why? Because it started from a little. What company are you keeping? Hello. I've witnessed people that were so wonderful, amazing people, giving their tithes in church, giving their offerings in church, and they came amongst a company and they said, Jesus is our tithe. He has been given. Your tithe is, look at that. After constant conversation, it broke down the walls of their original theology. The same person now cannot give God a tenth. And then your pastor is there. You see, I only have some few minutes to be here. After today, Tuesday prayer meeting, you won't come. Thursday teaching, you will not come. You get the whole idea. So the only time we have now for me to try to put something in you is this at most 1 hour. How can 1 hour build in you a spiritual, godly faith stronghold that can stand against what you see every day? Some of us don't listen to messages. We don't listen to audio messages. No video. Everything is movie. Now that Nollywood is on YouTube. Ah, what a blessing. From here to there. Mommy, daddy, you are moving like that. You are going. You are coming. Watching. Then the TikTok is there. This one is there. That thing can kill you. Hey, I think some few days, I've been watching my... I say, hey, what is this demon? I've been watching. No. It's okay. Yeah. It's so addictive. And so it's like you're looking at educative things. Medicative is nonsense. Nonsense. Then all the scriptures in your spirit, man, everything there is going. Who is a witness here? Instagram real. And it's not real. Then you are there. Then the things you are watching is Esther was black and broke. When Esther see money, establish. You see, I remember. Let me patch up. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. Anyhow. So when challenges come to you, so when the enemy comes against you like a flood, there's nothing the Holy Ghost can lift himself. It's established that comes from you. Nothing else. And you also don't have friends that can augment that lapse in your life. Imagine that you have these friends. You can just call, bro, how are you? And the next is, actually, I saw this scripture today. You see, anybody here who is a believer, that what I just said feels that it's making life boring. You've not encountered God yet. I'm telling the truth. See, let me tell you, God. You cannot be spiritual and not enjoy life. I'm telling you the truth, will of God. You cannot. Yeah. In all your so-called saying that life is boring, this year have you traveled? Last year, did you travel anywhere to go and chill? You didn't go anywhere to chill. Because the life that you claim is boring is that one that will cause favor to work in your life. That will cause men to give you what men are working hard to get. So you can enjoy. I told God. I said, my wife loves traveling. I said, Lord, I told him. This way I told God, there are others that I tell him. There are others I think to him. They are my prayer times, they are thinking times, and times I pray, I talk out. I said, I don't want any of a birthday will be in Ghana. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you with me? Yeah. I know how to hold the waist of my wife. I know how to be romantic. Who told you that being spiritual makes you boring? It means you're not hearing the Holy Ghost. Who told you that? Hallelujah. The reason personally in this church I was not agreeing to all these picnics because you were not serious with church. I believe that first things first. You get the point? You're not coming for Bible study, you're not coming for prayer, you're not coming for you say, let's go to beach. Which beach? Now say, sister, need free swim over number two. As we are playing volley, pay. Then the thing went to the shore, they're going to pick, and I say, darling. But when you have been well equipped in your faith, and he says, get out, fish, take your boat and you come. Are you with me, love God? Yeah. Yeah. We have to travel. You think that this time we come, we are praying against, you know, arranging our families, fighting demons here and there. Then we say, we are all going for a picnic at Cape Coast. Devil says, this is the time. This is the exact time. He can't attack the car. No. When we now get to that's what they call it, what that walkway. Everybody's going. Only you, because the guy could attack the corporate car. But now that's you alone. Home alone. There are priorities. If the average Christian thinks that heaven is worship and choir, it's eternity. This is why we do two minutes, 5 minutes, you are tired. Eternity, you know eternity? You know eternity? Do you know eternity? When you pick that notebook you're holding or that phone you're holding, go to your notes, put a dot. That dot you put there is called time. Everything around it is called eternity. Holy, holy. Are you Lord God? Oh my, what is the Lamb? Oh, hey, God is coming. Eternity. Does it make sense? Oh, do worship 15 minutes. You are tired. 30 minutes, you are tired. 1 hour, you are tired. Eternity. It means you are lying to yourself. You don't know the heaven. Because there will not be time. Everything is eternal. Woo. Tell your neighbor, the faith walk is not boring. Your friends are worrying you. Qualities of faith friends, quickly. They know the will of God for you. That's what I'll tell you. They know the will of God. They have an idea of God's will for you. Why? The Bible is the will of God in print. The word of God. That is the will of God. The will of God in print is the word of God, the Bible. So anyone that's a student of the word knows the default will of God for every Christian. So one attribute of a faith-filled friend is that he knows that Jesus Christ took away your infirmities and bore your sicknesses. So there's no how they will appreciate God for you being sick. They will stand in the gap and say, no, you can't die from this sickness. You know the will of God for you. And I said, this they have discovered from the word of God. Number two, they agree with God on your behalf to see the will of God find expression in your life. They agree with God on your behalf to see the will of God find expression in your life. So you see the man who is paralyzed, the friends knew this cannot be God's program for you. God can't create you and you're in one place. God gave you legs, and these legs must function. They must move you from one place to the other. And so the fact that you're not moving, when we measure that against God's word, this is not the will of God for you. And because of that, they decide to stand in the gap and believe God and agree with God on your behalf. So what they do, they carried the guy. They carried him and agreed with God by dropping him in front of Jesus Christ, God in human form. And I believe they didn't just, they stayed up there. Jesus, we are watching. Why? Because their faith was seen. And were they waiting? They were waiting. Why? They were waiting to see their friend get up and run so they'll go to the next place to have a party and celebrate God. They don't give up until they see the will of God manifested in you, because they agree with God on your behalf. Hallelujah. The next point is that they don't speak the language of the world, but they speak the language of the word. These are just a few things I'm just mentioning. When you go back home, read the scripture, you'll find many attributes of faith-filled friends. All your friends that are around you have fake. They all have fake. You'll be forced to also go and do some. All your friends expose themselves. You'll be forced to do it one of these days. It's just a matter of time. You'll be forced to do it. If you remember about Lot, when his flock increased, and then the uncle says, Charlie, let's fight here. Let's sort this out. Choose any place. The guy looked, he saw green, said, I choose here. He was in that green land. Before we knew it, he was close to Sodom. The next time we heard about it, he said, my brethren. It means now he had moved from beside into, now he's even friends with them. He said, my brethren, I have two daughters, say what, but you can't take them, but leave them. My brethren. He called them. Do you know what brethren means? Yeah, bro. You get it? So they are friends now. Look at where he started from. Just on that land, close to the city, in the city, and I stayed there long. Now, I'm sure he wasn't even an MP. What to make the wife turn? The wealth they had attained was so much, an influence they've had. So with time, whatever your friends represent, you will soon be a partaker. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? So they don't speak the language of the world. There are friends, you tell them, bro, I don't have money. Say, no, don't say that. Say, my pocket is full. My pocket is what? Full. Because all of them are saying the same thing. They will not say, okay, you're too, no. But you have friends now. When you just say, my pocket is full, master, be truthful. You are broke.
put faith aside.
No. A faith-filled friend, a faithful friend does not speak the language of the world. I don't know how to use the F word. I don't know how to use the S word.
How many of you know what I'm talking about? You watch movies, so you know what I'm talking about. The F word, the S word. There are some of you here. Some of you here. You use the F word apart from church service. Because the friends you have, that's what they use. You have no respect for elders. It's not your fault. Your friends are like that. They are not helping you. Because when they are different from you, they will carry you to Christ. Friends always carry. They will carry you. Is it that he's going to Christ? Or somewhere. But they will carry you. They have the power to carry. Are you still here with me? May the Lord begin to work on your friends. You will not hate them, but they are not going to help your faith walk. I noticed something. I wondered why, as a church we were in, I wondered why they never announced obituary in the service. Never. You never see it. So with great heaviness in the heart, yet to heaven's joy, we hereby announce the glorious transition of our dear uncle. Mm-mm. It was when I realized that no, the man was teaching on faith and made sure that the environment was faith-filled environment. So things that affect faith, don't talk about it. I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. There was a time that I listened to this man of faith so much that one day I was preaching in our church, Kumasi, and I said, I have so much life that if a plane crash, I will get up and take my things and move. You're looking at me. But I knew what I was talking about. I'd listened and listened and listened that my whole being, even my intestines knew that, guy, we can't die anyhow. Certain year, this man of God invited another man of God. And the man of God was preaching and says, it's not how long you live, it's how well you live. It's not how long, it's how well that you lead your life, because Jesus Christ died at their 3.5. He finished his Simon Theodore and he left. Glory to God. Mm. And he said, man, the host pastor has been teaching us that you shall not die. You will live long. It's your heritage. And there are testimonies. People die and they wake up from death. People are shot and the gun doesn't enter. What you are hearing is the reason for how you are behaving. You know what happened? As soon as his guest finished, he now came back. Long life is a heritage. We don't die anyhow. Now, this is the story. I am not trying to explain what happened. But the man of God that told us not how long you live has died with his wife. He's gone. And actually, he lived well. But for me, he didn't finish. This thing called belief, values, and confession is the reason why some of us are where we are. Don't joke with it. Now, the man that said, I will live, had several encounters. Now, the other man of God died by a plane crash. This, his brother, has had several plane crash attempts, and all of them divinely came out. And there's a gospel coming in our days. You know how long? You don't know where you'll go. I know when I will go. God never told me that I'll give birth to children and leave them. I will walk my two daughters down the aisle. Except Jesus comes, I'll breathe my son when he marries. I'll see my grandchildren before I leave. And my wife is going nowhere. Be careful the theology that's entered your heart to define your tomorrow.
Be careful. Are you with me? Okay. Let me just finish this. So have friends that don't speak the world, but speak what? The
word.
Hallelujah. I don't have any friend. I don't have any female friend who is a side chick to anybody. You're a side chicken? Oh. How are you going to tell me that? You can't. Please watch your friends. All right? They don't give up until they see the desired touch of God come into your life. The last thing, they have an atmosphere that allows faith to function freely. Their conversations provokes faith. Amen. After coming to church, hearing the word of God, reading your Bible, and all of that, and your friends are not in the same queue. I've told you before, my spiritual life and my experiences in the kingdom has been wonderful because of the kind of friends that God allowed me to have. I don't choose my friends. How I am, bring the friends. So one way you choose friends is if you change your inward part, it will attract the same way. They know themselves. Yeah. X plus X equals to 2X. X plus Y is X plus Y. You can't mix it. Are you with me? Yeah. So if you realize all your friends are thieves, it means there's a tendency of robbery in you that is calling them. No, I'm serious. No, you mark it and see. You watch it and see carefully. No, check it and see. If you realize that all your friends, every time you're the only person, advise them not to stop fornicating. You're the only person amongst them. Then stop for yourself. It means that the devil has seen that there's still some ounce of that thing there. So when he brings them around, gradually, they will carry you. One of these days, while you are drinking mineral, when you wake up, you'll be in one hotel because they have put something there. Because you don't know how to enjoy life. They are trying to help you enjoy life out of the goodness of their heart. So in this faith journey, you must go with those that are faith-filled. Look at Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He forgot the dream. One interpretation to the dream. He goes to Nebuchadnezzar and says, give us time. And then he now goes to his house and tells his brothers, his companion, and then they held their hands to pray. By midnight, answer came. Because of faith-filled friends, they were not executed, but rather promoted. What kind of friends do you have? The same applied to the apostles. They went to their company. Said, oh God, behold their threats. I was saying, after they have prayed, the place where they stood to pray shook, and they all were filled with the Holy Ghost again. I was saying, and with great grace. Not with great disgrace. Great grace. Got the right friends. There was a king called Jeroboam who became king after Solomon. Solomon's son. When he became king, Jeroboam and the elders came and said, sir, in the days of your father, the way he stressed us out, what will you do for us? He said, you come back later. I'll tell you what I will do. He went to the elders. Elders said, you know, reduce the burden that they are going through. That and that. Said, okay. Then he left the elders and went to his colleagues. The people he grew up with. He said, Charlie, guys, this is what they are saying. What should we do? He said, tell them. If your father used whip, you use scorpion. Bible says, and he rejected the counsel of the elders and then took the counsel of the young people. And because of that, Israel was divided into 2. 10 to Jeroboam and then 2 because of David's faithfulness. So all the problems they are going through, if only this Jeroboam guy had the right friends to give him counsel, these things we are seeing would have happened by now. Is it okay? Ask your neighbor. How far? Neighbor, are you checking your friends? Are you checking? Tell your neighbor, have you started taking? Are you taking? Are you scanning, taking? Who should take out now? Who you assassinating the spirit? I'm not saying I go and kill them, but just take them out. Are you doing that check right now? Are you doing that check right now?
People of God, we came alone, we'll go alone. Say, this is my bosom friend. Which bosom? Are you Abraham? Hallelujah. The work of faith, you need to have people that agree with you. For one will chase 1,000, but two will put 10,000 to flight. Maybe your demon is your friends. If you can change today, I believe that you'll be carried with no limitation before Jesus, and you keep advancing forward because of faithful friends. Rise to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Do you see how simple the word is? Very simple word. But it has great impact. There are some of you that have opposite sex friends. Perhaps they have even soul ties. I don't know what it is. But remember that the covenant you have come into with Christ is powerful than any other covenant. And you just need to know this and begin to destroy the ties that you have that will not end well with you. Can I give you just 2 minutes for this quickly? Please. If you don't know how to pray, pray in the spirit. If you don't know how to pray, I know the Holy Ghost will help you out. You help you out to know exactly what to say. But there are some relationships that will not help you at all. They are affecting the progress of your faith life. They are affecting it. 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 Speak. Speak. Yes, speak. If there's any friend you think that, oh, I want to change. People of God, you don't change people just like that. You have to pray for them. Sometimes being with them will not help you do that work. You may have to give some little space. Then you can now make intercessions and prayer. And then you see God move on their behalf. You are too tied to them to help them. You're too tied to them. Your faith work is more important. Please pray. Please pray. I beg you, pray. I beg you, pray. There's no friendship worth keeping if it does not increase your worth and value for Christ. It's dangerous. It won't help your faith walk. While you are saying this, he's saying another thing. Can two walk together except they be agreed? There must be an agreement about you and your God and what God says. There's an agreement. There might be agreement. Yes. Let's pray. Just 1 more minute. Pray this prayer. It's so important we pray this prayer.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.